Rishus Rosh Hashiva, Boker Tov, everyone. We are on Simen Kuf Chav Ches. We're up to Sif Tet Zayin. Sif Tet Vav. We're on page 9 over here. Okay, so we are ending off now the dinim of the actual Birkas Kohanim before we move into other halachas. Actually, at the end of the Simen, for some reason, we'll get back to another halacha in terms of Birkas Kohanim. But before that, we are basically finishing off today the end of Birkas Kohanim. We discussed the bracha, we saw the Yivarecha, Hashem Yishmerecha, the actual mitzvah of Birkas Kohanim. But before we start, Sif Tes Vav, just a couple of things from last time. Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Saul pointed out that when one is saying Amen to the Birkas Kohanim, he says that even if one of the Kohanim is going to be Marich, then you still wait till the end of all the Kohanim together, and then you say Amen till the last one. And that will go back, the Amen will go back on then all the Kohanim. Fine. Moving on to Tes Vav. It says, V'achakach matkel shliat tzibur sim shalom. Afterwards, the shliat tzibur will start the bracha of sim shalom. After they're done with all the three brachas of Birkas Kohanim, the tzibur says Amen, then the shliat tzibur goes on to sim shalom. Only after the chazan starts Sim Shalom, if for whatever reason there's a long pause between the end of Birkas Kohanim and Sim Shalom, they do not turn around back to the Heichal until the chazan starts Sim Shalom. Once he starts Sim Shalom, then and only then do they turn back to the Heichal and they say this Ribbono Olam. They have the Yiratzon that we saw before that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should basically bless Klal Yisrael through the Kohanim. And now we have this Ribbono Olam afterwards that Asit Tusinu Mashi Gazarta Aleinu Asei Ata Mashi Tartanu. Do what you've promised that the bracha is going to come through the Kohanim, and then it brings a pasuk that should be familiar to all of us, because it's in from this week's parsha in Vidui Maestros. Hashkiva Mimon Kodshecha Min Hashemayim Uvarech Et Amcha Et Yisrael. So that is what they say. Some hold they should say until the end of the pasuk that they're Eretz Zavat Chalav Udvash. Some end over here like the Machaber Paskins over here. The Ramah then says, V'yarichu b'tfilazu ad sheyasayim shliat tzibur sim shalom. They should say this Ribbono Olam. They should say it slowly and they should finish along with the chazan saying sim shalom. Once again, similar to what we learned earlier on, v'shiyanu ad tzibur amin al shneim. In order that what? When the tzibur says amin, it's ke'ilu the amin is going on both the bracha of sim shalom of the chazan and the Ribbono Olam of the Kohanim. We want the bracha of the Kohanim to be fulfilled. Therefore, our Amin is going back on both Sim Shalom and this Ribbono Olamim. V'im ein yichoim laharich kol kach, if they're unable to have so much kavana and say it for so long, yomru adir b'marom, then they say the adir b'marom that we have in the Siddur for the other people, for the people who are being blessed, there's this adir b'marom that you're supposed to say. The Kohanim should also say it if they run out of time. If they have too much time and they can't just say the Ribbono Olamim, then the adir b'marom also along with the rest of the tzibur. What about what's coming up in a couple of weeks is... I don't know. Okay, so what about it coming up in a couple of weeks is going to be Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and we all know after Sim Shalom, you have the Hayom Tam Tzeinu. So at what point then do they say the Ribbono Olamim in terms of that? So that's the parasha over here, the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan and Dalet, it says Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Shemarichim benugeinu Hayom Tam Tzeinu, where we have their Marich in the bracha of Sim Shalom, we add on the Hayom Tam Tzeinu, lo yatchilu lomar Ribbono ad levasof. They should wait to say the Ribbono Olamim only much later on. Once again, Kedishi Yisami Makal Ka'achad. We go like this Ramah, that they should, the Iker is that they should finish off with the Chazan in order that the Amin is going to go back on both. So they wait to say the Ribbono Olamim much later on than we normally would go ahead and say it. So moving on to Sif Tet Zayin. So they've turned around now and they've said this Ribbono Olamim. Says the Mechaber in a Kohanim Rishayim Lahachzer Pnei Hachiyachas Shliyasibur Sim Shalom, like we learned last in the last halacha. The Kohanim do not turn around until the Chazan starts Sim Shalom. Ve'ena Rishayim Lakof Etzbo Seim Hachiyachzer Pnei. And they don't put down their fingers, they don't put down their hands until after they've turned around. They don't put down their hands and then turn around. They turn around first while their hands are still out. And then after they turn back to Aron Kodesh, then they put their hands down. The Omdim Sham, and they stand there on the Duchan. They do not leave the Duchan at this point. They still stay there. The Einam Rishayim Lakor Misham Achi Yasayim Shliat Tzibur Sim Shalom. They're not allowed to be Ma'akir themselves. They're not allowed to leave the Duchan. They're not allowed to leave the place of the Birkas Kohanim until the Shliach Tzibur finishes Sim Shalom. Until after Amarech Atamo Yisrael B'Shalom, according to the Mechaber. And then he says, V'yesh Misha Omer, Shetzichel Nahantin Ashi Yisayimu Atzim L'Anos Amin Achar Birkas Sim Shalom. There are those who say that they have to not only wait for the end of the bracha of the chazan, but they have to wait for the tzibur also to say amen, because amen is part of the bracha. And therefore, they should wait until after the amen and the Ramah writes over here, v'chein ha-minag, and that is the correct minag, to wait to come down until afterwards. And therefore, for sure, like Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you can't come down after you start Sim Shalom. You're going to have to stay up at the duchan the whole time until after Amavrech Atamo Yisrael B'Shalom. And for sure, also during the week, whenever we say Berkas Kohanim, they don't leave right away. They don't leave right away. They stay up until there, until after the Shemona Esrei. There are Mishnah Berurah over here. And Siv Katan Samech points out, after the Tzibur says L'Anos Amin, decoding Amin Adayin Lo Nistayim HaBrach, like we just said, until after Amin, the Brach is still continuing. And then says there a Mishnah Berurah, Ve'achshav Shaminag Lomar L'Kwanim B'Yuridiyas Amin HaDuchan Yishar. There became a minhag that after the Kwanim would come back down from the Duchan, you would say Yashar Koach. You would say Yashar Koach. Mianochon, so therefore, according to those places where they say Yashar Koach, they should wait. Mianochon shalo yerdu miyakoni miyadukhan arlachar shisayim ashliyat sivar kaddish. You should wait till after the kaddish, after Shemona Esrei. Kedei shalo yizbatlu akwanim v'ame anias amen. In order that you don't misbatlu the kwanim, and they're going to be coming, if they come down during kaddish, people are going to say Yashar Koach, and they're going to say Baruch Tiyah in the middle of kaddish. We don't want that happening. So they're going to mivatlu from amen yesh mirabu, shar amen al yidei zeh, kemosha matzoi, like we see that is actually happening. So once again, you have to realize that what's the Mishnah Berurah talking about? He's talking about when was he talking about saying Birkas Kohanim. He's obviously talking about in Chutz La'aretz, where when they only say Birkas Kohanim on Yomtif. They only say Birkas Kohanim Yomtif, and that's when you have a Kaddish right after Birkas Kohanim. During the week here in Eretz Yisrael, we go straight from Sim Shalom to Tachanun. Over there, said Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevzal, it's Pashat, that the minhag of saying Yashar Koach should not happen. You should not say Yashar Koach right when they come down if there's Tachanun, because we're learning the first halacha of Hilchos Tachanun, you're not allowed to talk between Shemona Esrei and Tachanun. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah over here, where he's talking, you have to know what the Metzias is. The Metzias over here, the Mishnah Berurah is talking about it. In Chutz La'aretz, where you're going to say the Kaddish, if you're going to be saying the Kaddish right afterwards, and it's a place where they're going to say the minhag of saying Yashar Koach to the Kohanim, so then they should wait until after the Kaddish. But for sure, when you're saying Tachlun, you don't have to wait till the Kaddish after Tachlun. Over here, just go Zil Basar Taima. What's the reasoning over here? We don't want people saying Yashar Koach during Kaddish, and therefore they should wait till after Kaddish. But if you're going to say Tachlun right away, they should go straight to the seats and say Tachlun. And the Yisraelim should know, the people who are being blessed, should know not to say Yashar Koach at this point, because it's going to be a hefsek between the Shemona Esrei and Tachlun, and wait till after they can say Yashar Koach a little bit later on. Okay, so that's why the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. Or he's talking about only in the Metzias, as Rav Nevzal, in Chutz La'aretz, where they're saying Perkas Kohanim only on Yom Tov. Moving on to Sif Yud Zayin. Says the Mechaber, Kishemachzirim Pneim, when they turn around, Bein Betchila, Bein Basof, whether the first time they turn towards the nation, or the second time when they turn away from the congregation, Lo Yachziru El Derech Yomi, then they should only go right. Okay, they should every time turn to the right. Why? As the Beis Yosef points out, based on the Gemara, that say in the Beis Hamikdash was known that the Kohanim Kol Pnias Lo Yifna El Derech Yomi. Anytime that the Kohanim would turn, especially on the Mizbeach, they would always go right. They would always turn to the right, and therefore, so too over here, for Birkas Kohanim, still at the Beis Hamikdash, you should always go right. Okay, we have this din in a couple of places also when you're walking the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh also. If all is equal, you go to the right. Always, always, always are trying to go to the right. And therefore, over here, this din is even for a lefty. A lefty doesn't turn to his left. Over here, he's going to turn to the right. I believe the Sharetzion points this out also. Yeah, and Siv Katan Nun Gimel. And the Sharetzion, he writes, the Katan of a Prima Godim, the Gam Be'iter Azlin and Batar Yamin Da Alma. You go after everyone else's right. So all the Kohanim should be turning in the right, in the same direction, right, the first time, and then back right again when they turn again. Okay, so that is in terms of turning around. Says the Ramah over here, when they come down from the duchen, they're going to put back their shoes, that they should not touch their dirty shoes. If they do touch their shoes, then they're going to have to go wash their hands again for Tachlun Lanaseach, Valetzion, all the rest of the tefillah after, they're going to have to go wash their hands because they touched their dirty shoes. Now, if you want to be medayik in the Ramah over here, it's mashma that only if they're going to touch dirty shoes, he's going to have to wash Netilas Yadayim. If his shoes are clean, you're not going to have to wash Netilas Yadayim. However, the Mishnah Berurah over here, quoting the Magen Avraham, says, "Near the Hachikamar, stam minalim kimunutaf mitunafim hein." It doesn't mean dirty shoes. It means we assume that shoes are dirty, and therefore, if he touches the shoes, then he's going to have to wash netilas yadayim. Now, that is not the pashtus of the Ramah over here. The pashtus of the Ramah is only when they're dirty. So now, you should know two things. Number one, it is pashtus both according to Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel and Rav Shlomo Zalman. It's quoted in Simen Dalad in Chelek Aleph Mishnah Berurah over there, where it talks about in Sif Yud Ches about washing. What do you have to wash your hands for? For sure, if he's just going to touch his shoelaces and he doesn't touch the shoes and the shoelaces are clean, for sure he does not have to wash the tefillas yadayim. But it's mashmam from over there in the Har over there from Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel that if your shoes you know are clean, they're not dirty, you also do not have to wash your hands only when your shoes are going to be dirty, which is seemingly against the Mishnah Berurah over here, which seems like we assume shoes are dirty. So it perhaps, I did not get a chance to speak to Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel, we'll have to ask him afterwards, but it could be that that was back in the day. It could be that back in the day where they didn't have paved roads and people were constantly walking in mud, you assumed that shoes were automatically dirty, you would have to wash the tefillas yadayim one time. It could be that nowadays, stam shoes, especially the tops of your shoes, if you're just going to touch the top of your shoes, it's not necessarily so dirty, and therefore you would not have to wash the tefillas yadayim like that's mashma over there in the har over there in Siman Dalet from Marina Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzel. Moving on to Sif Yud Ches. Now, this is a very important halacha that a lot of people have a hard time with because people are in such a hurry that they don't get this on, but this is all based on Gemaras. All these halachas, Tezvav, Tevzayin, Yud Zayin's not, but Tezvav and Tevzayin, now Yud Ches, are all based on Gemaras. This is all learned out from Gemaras, and therefore these are mamish, very, very serious dinim, you have to follow. Says the Mechaber over here in Yud Ches, in a makre shekora kohanim, rashai li kros kohanim at sheyichla mipiyot tzibur amein sheonim acher birchas monim. The person who's going to call it Kohanim, whether it's the Chazan or the Gabbai, whoever might be called Kohanim, he's not allowed to call Kohanim until after the Tzibor has answered Amen to Birkas Modim, until after Hatoshim Chalchan Elodos Amen, until after the Tzibor has finished saying Amen, then he calls out Kohanim. He does not wait. He does not do it earlier. And then, Vena Kohanim Rishayim Lahatchel Birkas Asher Kedushat Mitushal Shalharon Atchidach Dibor Mikras Kohanim Piyakori. The Kohanim have to wait for the Kohanim call, until he's done with the Kohanim call, in order to start the bracha. The Acher Sheberchu HaKohanim Asher Kedushanu B'Kedusho Shel Aaron Einam Rashayim LaHatchi V'Recha Ad Sheichla Mipi Kol HaTzibor Amen Shonim Acher Birchas Asher Kedushanu B'Kedusho Shel Aaron. They're not allowed to start Yivarecha Cha until the Amen of the Tzibor. So now you should realize, right over here, those who have been paying attention, that this Mechaber is L'Shitaso. Okay, what's the shitas over here? That the Kohanim are going to go straight into Yivarechcha. The Chazan, according to the Mechaber, does not call out Yivarechcha. And therefore, since they're going to go straight into Yivarechcha after the Tzibor says Amen, they have to wait for the Tzibor to say Amen. And then they say, then the Kohanim go and say Yivarechcha. By the way, even though the minhag amongst most Sfardim, now it is not like this. They go like the Ramah, like we saw yesterday, that the Gabbai will call out also Yivarechcha. The Chazan will also call out Yivarechcha, and they won't start Yivarechcha by themselves. There are some Sfardim, there's one meaning at the Kotel that still doesn't like the Mechaber over here, that they'll go straight into Yivarechcha, even though most Sfardim go like the Shita of the Ramah in this case. So this is the Mechaber of the Shitas. And therefore, according to the Ramah, and those who follow the ways of the Ramah over here, that the Chazan also calls out Yivarechcha, so obviously the Lach is going to be like this. That the Chazan cannot say Yivarechcha until after the Tzibor is done with their Amen from the Bracha. And then the Kohanim should not start Yivarechcha until the Chazan has finished the word Yivarechcha. A lot of times the Kohanim will go and cut off the Chazan. The Chazan will cut off the Kohanim, and they don't follow this halacha. V'chein, says the Mechaber, Einu Rashayim Lahatcha B'Teva Ad Shetichla Teva Mim Pi HaMakra. They cannot start the next word, the Kohanim cannot start the next word until the word is finished by the Makra, until he's absolutely finished. V'ein Tzibor Onim Amen Ad Shetichla Bracha Mim Pi HaKohanim. And the Tzibor should not answer Amen until the Bracha is completely done by all the Kohanim. And that is the halacha over here, that everyone has to wait for each other, a little patience. It's going to take a couple extra seconds, maybe, if everyone just waits for the end of the bracha. The problem is sometimes the Kohanim are far away, and it sounds like they finished, but the hearing of the Chazan is not good enough, and therefore they're really still saying it. When you finish off a bracha, so if you finish off a word sometimes, it tones down a little bit, and he doesn't hear that they're still going, and he jumps in with the next word before they're actually done. But that is incorrect. He has to wait till they're completely done, till the next word is said. Says the Ramah, "V'lo yatchilu akonim ribona alohim ad sheichla amim piat tzibor," and then just following through with the same type of halacha, the Kohanim should not start ribona alohim until the tzibor is finished with
their amen.
Everyone should wait for each other. Mikra did in the Gemara over here. That's the Lachor Bezrat Hashem. Next time we will discuss the Shliach Tzibur, about him doing Berkas Kohanim and other halachas that are connected over here. Ad kan for today.